This episode brought to you by explosions, chaotic violence, and someone turning in their gun and badge. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Screen Test. I am Chaz, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the official Jean-Claude Van Damme of Screen Test Podcast, or just podcasting in general.
I think in podcasting in general, and what that means, just for anybody that's wondering, like, well, how can one be the Jean-Claude Van Damme of podcasting? It's can you do a split in between two movie
semis? You're doing
semis?
The splits the whole podcast.
I can do that through an entire podcast. It's truly impressive. I'm doing it right now. There are two semis right now. They are currently off right now, and that's why you don't get the background noise. But yes, I am currently doing a split between both of them, and it is awesome.
Your name is Aaron Milton. I never said that, but...
He didn't need to. Like, I think if everyone was like, that host, the Jean-Claude Van Damme of podcasts, like, if that's just what I was known as,
that'd
be
a known
cool.
thing. When I say the Jean-Claude Van Damme of podcasting, Joe Rogan is like, oh, Aaron's on this. You know?
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
Well, we last week took a look at the marvelous Last Action Hero. No, is it Last Action Hero? I always want to put a the.
That is the name of the movie.
But it's not the. It should be the Last Action Hero, right?
Yeah, it should. Also, an interesting title for the movie. We never did address.
That's true.
The title of that movie when we talked about that, because he's not the last. It's not even implied in the movie that he's the last. So I don't even understand where the title of that movie comes from. But believe it or not, after that film was released in 1993, action heroes did continue to exist after
still
that point.
Do to this day? Question mark.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
Marvel they do. Movies to are kind of actiony. You got Fast and Furious, like you mentioned. That's straight up action.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're gonna talk some action heroes today, and that is one of the challenges here, right? Because when you're doing this. If you're just trying to simply say, all right, I want to avoid Marvel.
I think
I
did a good job.
Good luck. Yeah, I think I did too. Now, I did not completely remove all Marvel characters from this. I believe that Marvel does deserve a place here. They do make action films. But I wanted to try and broaden this out a little bit and try to hit on the classics. Mm. Like the classic feel of an action hero. And that's tough.
We're same paging it right now because we're doing a top 10. We just last week did a movie review. If you haven't figured out the format by now, it goes movie review, top 10 list, chaos. Who knows the other weeks of a month?
I didn't even know that was the... Chaz just tells me what I'm doing and I do it.
So since we were just informed that we witnessed the last action hero, we are going to go through and say our favorite action heroes. So we have top 10 lists. This was hard for me, and I made a call at the 10 spot that I'm still not comfortable with, but I can look at this list and at the same time being like, yeah, that makes sense, and also, what? No, this doesn't make any sense. So at the end of this, I'm going to need your help to realize, to understand if this is a good list or not.
Okay. Now, Chaz, with all of your top 10 lists, when you send me instructions for them, you send no instructions.
Yeah, you
actually.
Just do your own thing. I give you a very brief description.
So I did at least ask you. I was like, okay, are we talking currently like current action stars, not just an overall top 10 list? Because obviously there is a certain segment in the late 80s and early 90s of action stars that are not current action stars. So I wanted to make sure.
That is my list. 90s action stars that don't do it anymore.
Yeah, so that's a very specific subgenre. Yeah. But the other thing that I did here is I then have to calculate in my brain, well, what is an action star? How do I want to do this? So I wonder if our lists are going to differ because I had a few things playing here when I was creating this list, which might make it seem a little wacky. I'm going to guess yours is kind of following the same thing. You probably have a weird set of criteria going on in your head. When determining
this. For me, it's people I grew up with and or people I just like now. So.
All right. Mine, I had to focus on, obviously, people that mm-hmm. I like now, cultural mm-hmm. relevance, box office success, because obviously if they are a draw to the box office, that means mm-hmm. something. And just general awesomeness yeah. is kind of my thinking. So I've kind of put that all
in. Dwayne Johnson's on your list like three different times.
He is on my
list. Dwayne Johnson and then The Rock and then Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
What I did is, yeah, 1, 2, and 3 is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. 1, 2, and 3. Yes.
All right. Did you pull, I didn't give you any reason to, but it's kind of become tradition. Did you pull any honorable mentions or do you have any honorable mentions you just want to grab right now?
I actually did okay. not. I didn't even think about honorable mentions here. And usually if I am thinking of an honorable mention, I'm thinking of something really mm-hmm. stupid that I want to throw in there. I took this list very okay. seriously, Chaz, so I have no honorable mentions. You're going to hate my list.
I have 2 honorable mentions. I should have 3 because the person that I bumped out of the 10 spot, I don't know. I may end up changing him back to the 10 spot. You can talk me out of my 10 spot. My 2 honorable mentions, one is Chris Pratt because dude is coming up as an action yep. star. Is he the closest thing to... No, I don't want to ruin it. We'll talk about it when we get there on my list. But my second okay, honorable okay. mention is Russell Crowe.
You know, that's not a bad one.
Gladiator, man. I love Gladiator.
Okay, you're right on Gladiator. Here's the thing that kills mm-hmm. me, though, right? And this is where I tried to remain pretty specific. Mm-hmm. And this is why I was asking you questions. My issue with Russell Crowe is, have you seen Russell Crowe
today? That's why it's just honorable mention. He's not on my list.
when Russell Crowe was peak Russell Crowe, yeah. I would somewhat agree with you. However, outside of Gladiator,
yeah,
what are his best exactly. known films?
Les Mis.
I'd say A Beautiful Mind.
L.A. Confidential.
Not no, an action None film. Of
them. Gladiator's it. Now he no. exercises with yeah. the Pope or something like that.
Yeah, and is a few LBs probably over his Gladiator days. It's the only thing that would knock me out with him. Although when you're telling me when I'm a child and I saw Gladiator, Gladiator was to me pinnacle action film.
It was such a
good It movie. Was life changing. That opening yes. battle against the German barbarians yeah. was unbelievable. I could not believe how good that scene. And I mean, it still stands up. It is still incredibly yeah. good today. A little disappointed they're making a sequel
they
to that
really
movie.
Shouldn't. They should leave it alone.
They really should not touch that. Like, that is just too good of a movie to go. And I don't know if Russell Crowe is even in it, I think.
I don't know.
I forget who they had cast in that film, but I don't believe it has Russell
Crowe. It's not on his upcoming projects, but Kraven the Hunter is.
Yeah, yeah. So I think, fine. As an honorable mention, just because he's created mm-hmm. an all-time iconic action film of art, yesteryear, I would agree with you on that one.
So you don't have any honorable mentions. Do you just want to move into your 10?
Sure. Starting at my number 10 is arguably somebody that I think a lot of people would maybe even put at their number okay. one. But I'm going to put him at my number 10 because, again, I gave you a little bit of my criteria here. And so it's hard to deny the fact that this man has made a lot of mm-hmm. money. But I would argue he's not in a vast swath of movies right now, and his coolness is at all-time low. And that's why he's going to get put down in the top Army 10. Hammer. That's Vin Diesel. No, it's hard to argue that Vin Diesel is not an action star of yeah. today. It's hard to say you shouldn't have him somewhere on one of these lists or sniffing around these lists. Yeah, which is fine. I think you probably stand on principle. Because it was hard to put him on this list. I didn't want to do it. Just because of how much we hate the Fast and the Furious films, and he's not a good yeah. actor to me. He is not cool. I don't know. He's probably cool in a weird way. He's cool in a... He's like a Dungeons & Dragons nerd, yeah. so I kind of like that the nerd is an action star. There's something kind of cool about
karaoke
that, I guess.
Karaoke nerd.
So you can kind of give him something.
He loves him some karaoke.
But yes, but he... But he just... What's weird to me about him as an actor today is that he's just not put in more yeah. things. Right? Like... Because that's kind of the MO of celebrity mm-hmm. nowadays. Is like, if you're bringing in dollars, if you are attached to what is now the biggest action franchise ever at this point, they're 10 movies deep and they never don't end up in the top 10 at the end of the year for grossing. So, but what is he in right now? Groot? He plays Groot?
Yeah.
And whatever Family Guy he plays Groot. Here.
He only does movies that's all about family.
Yeah, it's a pretty wild setup for him. And he obviously had Chronicles of Riddick really early on, but and there were some audiences for that, but nothing like he's got now. So that's why I'm going to put him at number 10. I don't think he deserves really any higher than that.
Yeah, looking at his upcoming, he's got 8 upcoming, and 2 of those are Fast and Furious movies.
So that's kind of one is it. A triple X. Like, he found a niche that apparently makes enough money for him to just live forever on just Fast.
That's true.
Money. So good for him.
So originally at number 10, I had Daniel Craig.
Man, that's actually not bad.
He's kind of under the radar. I like him as Bond. I like him in action movies, but I took him off, and tell me if I did the wrong thing here. I took him off of this list because moving forward, I like him as a comedic or dramatic actor, not so much as an action actor. Just put him in, what's his name? LeBlanc or whatever. Just put him in Knives Out movies, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
Yeah, you know, for me, his Bond films will obviously, I think, leave a lasting impact. Mm-hmm. I think him as Bond, maybe one of those movies wasn't
great, I like every, but it was still I like good. Every other. What's the one that came out during the writer's strike? Quantum of Solace, but no.
Even with that, though, I don't think any of those movies are bad. And we've seen some bad James Bond movies. Obviously, like the last Pierce Brosnan one was unforgivable. But there's an argument to be made that Casino Royale is one of the best Bond movies ever.
I think my favorite. Yeah, Quantum of Solace is the one that came out during the writer's strike. So you literally didn't have anybody writing that movie and you still made that movie. It's going to suck.
Yeah, is that the one that ends in like that church with M? Was that the one that had the setup like he had to question his relationship with M, and then they totally just...
I think that was the one that came after, where they went to his childhood home. Yeah, I think that was the one after. I don't know. They all blurred together, except for Casino Royale.
You kind of have to, like, go... I mean, they're all just named James Bond. So, all that to say, he's a great James Bond. But I agree with you, too. That was another part of why my list kind of does some funky things here. I wanted to try and avoid actors that I think are better in other roles. So you had mentioned already as an outside looking in Chris Pratt. I would be fine if Chris Pratt stuck with comedy roles more than he did with action roles. I think he does fine in the action roles, but I don't think that's much of an appeal for me. It's why I do not have Chris Pratt on my list.
Well, here's my problem. I think my problem is who I replaced him with. Because in my brain,
replaced him?
I took him out of 10. That's who I had at 10. And I thought, going forward, I would not so much like to see him as an action star. I would like to see him in like Logan Lucky or Knives Out type roles. So that kicked my brain into, well, who is somebody who used to do action that now does not? And I put Brendan Fraser as my number 10 action star because of the Mummy movies.
Jeez. Yeah, our lists are going to be very different.
Like I said, I think I made a mistake there. But I would love to see a new Mummy series with Brendan Fraser. And I know he listens to this podcast, so that's my tip of the hat to him.
Yeah, the problem is I think Brendan Fraser would also like to be in
that's
Mummy.
Fair.
I don't think that's really like his choice. I don't think he's like holding out like, oh, I don't want to do that
and
again.
You know, we've discussed it before. There was no CGI. There was no prosthetics.
No.
There was no makeup in the whale. He gained all that weight himself. So he would have to get in very good shape for the Mummy.
Yeah. 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 That is very, very true. That is factually true. You don't need to look that up. That is completely him and the whale. All right. So you have to leave it. It's on true. Paper now. So you have to leave it. That's not a choice anymore, Chaz. That is Brendan Fraser is your number 10. So for my number 9, I was looking at my list here when I originally built it. You know, I'm kind of doing some shuffling a little bit when I originally built this. And I was like, hold on. I'm missing some women here. And there should be some women on this list because...
Inclusion?
Especially in this day and age.
What? Because of inclusion?
Because of inclusion. No, but in this day and age, I actually like my number 8 a little bit better than this one at number 9, hence why I kept her at number 9. Number 9, I have Scarlett Johansson. Really, the original female Marvel star here, introduced, I believe, in Iron Man 2. And she looks vastly different in that film than she does. It's almost awkward to go back and see it because of how bad she actually looks back then to what she looks like in the later films. But she does a great action star. I also forgot that this just popped up the other day and I was watching bits and pieces of Lucy. And I was like, man, I forgot actually how much fun that movie was as well. She obviously does a whole broad list of types of movies. So she's not specifically just an action star. But even if you go back and look at the Black Widow film that came out a couple years ago, that on paper is a pretty bad movie. But I think she does a very good job in that movie. Kind of bummed that she's not going to be a part of those anymore. But that's why I have her at number 9. She's not necessarily an immediate draw to these films, but she's got the coolness. I think she holds her own in these types of movies. She doesn't stick out as like a token just female character. I think initially she does in Iron Man 2. This could kind of make a joke of that. But ends up fitting in perfectly and really becomes a key component of those Marvel films. So for me, she deserves that spot at number 9.
That's true. I like that. I like that pick. Yeah, it's better than my number 10 pick.
No, better than Brendan Fraser. So anyway,
keep nothing going. Is better than my number 9 pick. This person maybe...
Okay. Except for 8, 7, 6,
no,
5,
like,
3, 2,
I'm
1.
Saying this person is perfectly placed on my list. The rest of them I can move around, but I think this guy... I don't even think he's made it to your list, but we've talked about this run over and over again. You didn't even classify him as an action star, but let me find it on his IMDb. 1996, we're talking a run starting with The Rock, Con Air, Face Off, Snake Eyes, 8mm, Gone in 60 Seconds, Nicolas freaking Cage, National Treasure himself.
All right. Here's the deal. I'm gonna say okay. You're probably pretty accurate at keeping him at number 9. Now, as we've already determined, our criteria is a little different on creating these lists. And my problem is none of those movies are box office successes.
I don't care about box office success.
Well, that shouldn't matter with an action star. That's kind of part of the point. Is you're supposed to put them on the marquee and everybody goes run into that movie.
He's the number. If you listen back to our episodes, he has been deemed the greatest actor of all time in China. And China is the box office.
I understand that there are obviously great qualities of him. And there are action films that you may enjoy watching. But you could list probably just as many bad action films in that as well. Do we forget that Ghost Rider existed
Ghost
at one
Rider
point?
Ghost Rider 1
Does anybody forget
is not
Drive
the worst.
Angry existed?
Ghost Rider 2, I didn't even bother.
Okay, well, it's the only reason why he would not make it onto my shame. List. By the way, Chaz, I'm over here just laughing. I'm over here laughing at the fact that you bumped James Bond for Brendan Fraser. Like, I was just thinking about how stupid that sounds that you had James Bond on your list and you kicked him off. I can't get over that. I'm still getting a kick out of that. And now you're gonna say you're gonna put Nicolas Cage on this list. This is a I don't know. I would love to show your list to somebody at the end. Already at this point, I'm already can't wait to hear the rest. Do you have anything else to add to that?
Nick Cage speaks for himself. Naked People with Fudgesicles.
Okay.
The Croods. Just looked and saw Left Behind. Joe.
So
G-Force.
My number, golly, he's in G-Force.
He's a guinea pig. No, he's a guinea pig named Spectacles.
The problem is he's not an action star because he's in everything.
That's
star.
True.
You win him any movies and he's the star of them. So my number 8, and I was really proud of this one actually. I'm sticking with the ladies here. And I'm going to slightly put her above Scarlett Johansson, although I don't believe that she necessarily has the same draw as Scarlett Johansson has. I think her just listing off these three films that she's in is such a broad array. And you're like, yeah, you know what? She's got the stuff. This is Charlize Theron, Mad Max, Atomic Blonde, and the Netflix special, The Old Guard.
I have not watched it.
you see those movies and you're like, man, she has that stuff. She has the it factor for these types of movies. She has that draw in there. And I, even in something like Atomic Blonde, which is directed by the same guy who does the John Wick films, like she was in the mix on all those fights and looks like she takes that stuff very, very seriously. I would love to see her in more of those type of gritty action films. Again, she doesn't just reek of somebody that's just there to look good or somebody that doesn't belong there. She looks like she fits in those films. Again, keeping her at 8 because I don't think she's necessarily the draw to these movies, but I do think that she has the it factor there. So for me, I currently have her at number 8.
Well, I pulled a lady for my number 8 too. I feel like maybe I put her a little low looking at this list. I might bump her up in my own personal list, but like you said, this is already on paper, so can't do anything about it.
Nope, nothing you can do about it. It's permanent.
What if I told you there is a lady from the Bond movie, Tomorrow Never Dies, that made it onto my list?
Man, again, we were just talking about titles as Bond's movies. Who is it? Who was in Tomorrow Never Dies? That's a Brosnan's. So, Halle Berry?
Tomorrow Never Dies. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Gunpowder Milkshake, Star Trek, Master Z, The IP Man Legacy, Shang-Chi and the Legends of the Ten Rings, and Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, Aquafina. Michelle Yeoh.
Aquafina and Crouching Tiger.
I'm just picturing Aquafina in some of those films is pretty funny.
As a child in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Chaz, I'm actually really happy that you did this. Because in my brain, I wouldn't necessarily list her as an action star, but you just listed.
Clearly, I don't know what an action star
obviously, a ton of action films that she's in. But you are going to point to something that I think we are missing. Just in this day and age. What happened to the Kung Fu star? Where'd you go, Jet Li? Where did you go, Jackie Chan? Why? That was such a big part of the late 90s, early mid 2000s. That was huge. And that guy is just gone. They don't make that anymore. They'll pop up every once in a while, but those were absolute mainstays here. This might be the closest to it right here is Michelle Yeoh.
I think so. Maybe she's reviving it.
I think that's a very good pickup right there. A sneaky good pickup for a very bad list, Jazz.
This list is A-plus so far.
All right, so Brendan Fraser kicked out James Bond.
I'd rather have Brendan Fraser on my list than Vin Diesel.
Can you explain this to me? When did this happen? When did we start calling him Brendan
when
Fraser?
When he did an interview and said, you guys have been pronouncing my name wrong for years. So, okay.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, but it's kind of like one of those things.
Oh, we just got to
like,
stick with it.
If your name's been wrong for decades, like that's your name.
Yeah, that's fair. Brendan Fraser.
So, because like that's just, you kind of sound like what you're trying to do over there is like a Vaz.
Yeah.
You know? It sounds like you're trying to be like, Vaz. And it's like, dude, it's been Vase. It's been Vase forever. That's what you call
Cut
it.
Cut the tomato. Okay? Get out of my house.
Yeah, get out of here. So get that Fraser out of here. Okay? It's Fraser. All
right. What's 7?
All right, so at number 7, this was kind of a late entry for me. And then I was like, wait a minute. So I'm doing some research. And I'm like, okay. Now this guy probably fits perfect at number 7. I just, action film after action film, this guy just pops up in it. We're talking Star Wars films. We're talking Marvel films. We're talking snake films.
Snake films.
We're talking Westerns.
Snakes on a plane films?
Exactly. Samuel L. Jackson at number 7. Man, I was like looking. I was like, this guy really only does action films. I didn't really think about it. And then I'm scrolling through. I'm like, this man is in every action film, actually. And I was kind of blown away by it. So I was like, well, of course this guy deserves to be on this list. Snakes on a Plane. I love that you immediately went to, because I didn't want to give it away. Because I was going to say snake films and plane films separately. But you just immediately called it out and ruined my joke. Thanks for that.
It's in Kingsman.
Yeah, he's in Kingsman. Great villain in Kingsman. Awesome villain in Kingsman. Hates blood and has that lisp. He's so good. So I was like, man, Samuel Jackson is all over the place on this. And I was like, there's no way this guy doesn't deserve to be on this list. He's immediately recognizable. Yep. He seems to be one of those, you never hear somebody say, I just don't like Samuel Jackson. Like, he sucks. Nobody ever says that. They'll say that about Vin Diesel down at number 10, but they will not say that about Samuel Jackson. Now, my only reason why I'm keeping him lower on this list a little bit again is he's not necessarily immediate moneymaker. Okay. I will always go back to Snakes on a Plane. Snakes on a Plane should have been a massive hit. Do you remember it was like the first meme that became a movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you remember this? It was like an online joke that then they were like, we're going to make a movie. Oh, no. It's Snakes on a Plane. And everyone was like, I can't believe it. And then they were like, Samuel Jackson's in it. Everyone's like, I can't believe it. This is going to be amazing. Oh, and it flopped. Nobody went and saw it. Yeah. Nobody went and saw that movie. So I was like, well, that's probably not good. But outside of that, Samuel Jackson's great. He deserves the spot at number 7.
My number 7, with your criteria, this is super low for this guy. But he came in and he stole the Mummy series from Brendan Fraser. He came in and he tried to steal Fast and Furious and tried to steal Vin Diesel's family. He chills with giant monkeys. He goes through Jumanji. He's Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Man, you're out that
not
low.
Even in the top 5.
What's wild is if you just do like a general internet search, he usually comes back as number one on
the
list.
Get out of here. My number one, nowhere even close to your list. I can almost guarantee it.
I'm getting a feeling that is true. That whoever you're selecting here at number one is going to be completely out of left field. Who's Pee Wee Herman? Who's that actor? Oh, I'm assuming that's where you're.
Ruben something.
Yeah, you're right. The fact that you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson that low is pretty crazy. However, there is some drawbacks to him. Like, I wouldn't say necessarily all the movies he's in is good. I would say he's an okay actor.
I mean, he was a great wrestler turned actor until I've seen some of Dave Bautista's more dramatic stuff. He is a great wrestler turned actor.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson is a good wrestler turned actor.
See, what's cool about Dave Bautista is you can see Dave Bautista playing many roles, many types of movies. The Rock can only play action films. Fair. Picture him in a romantic comedy. No, that's a bad actor. Picture him in a drama. That's not a good actor. He sticks out like a sore thumb. It has to be an action. So it's one of those things that is why I think he probably deserves a little bit more credit on this than you would give him, because this is it. This is his genre. But okay. Do you have anything else to add to that?
No, I don't have anything else to say about Dwayne Johnson.
All right. So my number 6 now, Chaz, this is not, I don't even want to leave with that. Last week I was in Atlantic City. And I was at a resort, and I was sitting down at a restaurant, and across the way there was a bar. And on that bar, they had some TVs.
Oh, I thought you met this person. You were building up like you met this person. No. You saw him on TV in a different state.
This is even better, Chaz. This is different, Chaz. I saw him on TV. So they weren't playing sports on that TV, which is weird behind a bar. They were playing TNT. Yeah,
that's fair for bars.
And on there, they were playing a movie, and it occurred to me how good this movie was. And it occurred to me, man, that's a really good action star. I almost wish he was in more things. And this will not be the last Chris on my list, but number 6, I have Chris Pine. They were playing one of the Star Trek movies. And I was like, man, those movies were so good. And I hate that they just kind of fizzled out. Like, it felt so unceremoniously just kind of fizzled out. And I think they're still kind of batting around. You're still going to get some Star Trek movies, but they were such a good palate cleanser for what we were getting from the Star Wars franchises. And Chris Pine, what a great lead in those movies. And I just thought about it more and more. And I was like, Chris Pine is just a good fit because he has the look. He kind of has that wry, sarcastic kind of wink at the camera-ness to him. And tends to be in action films that I enjoy. So for me, I had him at number six. Again, not in enough for me to put him any higher here, but I have Chris Pine at number six.
What if I told you I tapped Star Trek cast member with Chris Pine for my number six?
Man, who would you be picking in there? Please don't tell me Benedict Cumberbatch.
I'm telling you, someone who's in the Marvel Cinematic Universe making billions of dollars there. Someone who's in Star Trek making tens of dollars there. Someone who was in The Losers with another Chris Evans. And someone who is the, I guess, second main individual in the Avatar series with Zoe Saldana.
Yeah, this is a... I went back and forth on this one. My problem is she never plays necessarily a lead. She's kind of the co. And that was the reason why I was not going to put her on this
list. It's time. It's time for her to be a lead.
But I think she can also play roles outside of just an action star. So if I'm going to take shots at it, that's where I'm going to take shots at it.
Can I tell you who I replaced? Because she was not my original number six either.
Okay, who did you replace?
And this is when I was looking at my list. When I said I should have put Michelle Yeoh higher, it's because I just replaced my number six without restacking my list because I didn't have time and I didn't think about it. But yeah, she should have been number 10 and Brendan Fraser shouldn't have been on my list. I replaced Will Smith. Will Smith was my original number six.
Man, all right. So I went back and forth with Will Smith because, again, we talked about that. Like, when we're talking about our youth, Will Smith was as big as it could get. I mean, Independence Day was like a top action film for me for so long.
Men in Black was my go-to.
Men in Black was awesome. Even, I know it wasn't a financial success, but as a kid, Wild Wild West was awesome. Wild Wild West is still cool. It's so bad now. But it felt like, and then you're talking about Bad Boys.
I Am Legend.
Like he was an action star. My problem is I can't call him an active action star anymore. It's not the movies he's making anymore. And I know that he did a Bad Boys here just recently.
He also did.
He's older.
He also did his own stunts at the Oscars. So.
That's a slap joke. Hey, keep his name out of your mouth.
I didn't say his wife's name. I never will.
Keep his name.
So yeah, that was should have been a restack. She made it way up on this list. Probably shouldn't have.
Chaz, I hate that I took my list more seriously than yours.
Yeah, this is backwards.
Apparently,
what's happening?
It's usually the other way around. Usually, it's me doing some wacky stuff. You literally kicked out James Bond for Brendan Fraser. I cannot believe that.
If you sit me down, as a child or right now, and you say, "Listen, we can watch the original Mummy, or we can watch
Scorpion King."
Scorpion King is Dwayne The Rock Johnson. You can watch the...
Was it?
That's who made that bad.
That was not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I've seen that man. That is some weird monstrosity.
The Rock was a wrestler who was replaced by AI, and that was the beginning of Dwayne Johnson AI, and that's he's morphed into this now.
Gotcha.
He 3D printed himself, and now he owns the XFL. What was I going to say? If you set me down and say, you can watch the original Mummy, or you can watch a James Bond movie, even if I think... it's Casino Royale. I'm picking that original Mummy.
All right, just because it's lighthearted,
but still action.
That doesn't get him at number 10.
One movie.
All right, Chaz, this is the only one I think I kind of regret.
Oh, okay.
Is my number five. And it's not because he's not a good actor. It's not that... He wasn't great in his role. My problem is just when you kind of look at his track record, it's dicey at best. But I went with Christian Bale at number five. And I will do that off of the fact that as a whole, he's still probably my favorite Batman.
I know that's your favorite Terminator movie.
I did not hate that Terminator movie. It's not a good Terminator movie. You kind of have to not think of it as a Terminator movie. And that's
how you told me you just liked it because of the way he treated the cast and crew.
Yeah, I like when he screams at the cast and crew about being idiots and that he hates them and he hopes they all die or whatever he says. That makes me feel like that's what an action star would do. An action star off camera would tell everybody to shut up. And that's what put him at number five. When I heard that audio recording, I was like, wow, that's incredible. just a true star, just a true celebrity, and he's letting everybody know it. So his track record's a little bit dicey, but what stuck out to me is, I was like, you know what though? Those are some darn good Batman movies, and I'm gonna put them on this list for that reason. Probably too high, and I've got a little bit of regret.
Well,
for
you're gonna think this is too low because my number five is Last Action Hero himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I wouldn't even put him on this list, man. I did not put him on this list because I would not consider him a current action
star. Ubar just came out.
Okay. That's an action comedy. And he has to do minimal work in
that. Oh, I can't even say that with a straight. I love that
you said it like... Dude, Fubar just came out. Like,
you know how much time they put into the name of that movie? Or is it even a movie? I think it's a show.
I don't know what it is. Nobody watched it, which is another problem. So, Chaz, if you're talking about legacy action heroes, yes.
I said living. There. That's the only it's parameter probably number I gave.
That was not the rules of the...
That was, you made your own rule.
Literally making this list like me. No, I specifically asked you. Should they be
I said active? They could make a movie now.
Well, anybody could. We're making an Indiana Jones movie. That man is not an action star anymore.
He is an action icon.
No, he's an icon. Harrison Ford is an icon, but he is. I would not consider him an action star. Which, by the way, I know I'm dating myself here, but have you seen the reviews for Dial of Destiny?
They're probably not great. I don't want to see the reviews.
Do not get excited to see that movie is all I can say. Do not get excited. I don't know. I wouldn't put... I guess if you're just comparing apples to apples here, yes. Arnold Schwarzenegger is better than Christian Bale at this spot, but geez Louise. You know what's really embarrassing about this, Chaz? You know what's really embarrassing to
you
about
this?
You
care way too much.
Well, that's one. Two, what's absolutely wacky about this is you're obviously operating on your own set of rules.
Man. I'm in left field, dude.
And you put him at five? Why would he be at one?
My top four, man. Next level.
All right, so number four for me is Dwayne The Rock Johnson at number four. We've obviously already gone over this. He does have his pitfalls. I don't think he's necessarily a massive box office draw, but I don't think he's necessarily making great movies. But he is an action star. That is kind of what he's going to fit into. And obviously, he is a pull for some people here. So he does deserve that spot at number four.
I put him at seven. You put him at four. I would be fine with him anywhere in between four and seven. My number four, I feel like you have to have this person on your list somewhere. It's probably high. Well, it's got to be high because you only have three left. I'm with Keanu Reeves.
Yes, justify it.
The Matrix, first of all, changed the way action movies and Shrek would be made from there on out. And John Wick, man. This series will never die. It's got a Peacock show coming out.
It's got a Peacock show coming out, and I believe the rumor over the weekend, again dating myself, is that there will be a John Wick 5.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's inevitable. And the ballerina with Ana de Armas?
I said it was inevitable. However, it almost did feel like in John Wick Chapter 4 that they were setting up for spinoffs.
Okay.
That they were kind of creating characters...
Which could easily be turned
into other films. So
yeah,
it kind of looked like maybe John Wick was done, but they were going to do other things.
I'm going to also add two things in here, and we're going to decide right now if we classify the same thing as an action movie. Because not only am I saying The Matrix, and not only am I saying John Wick, I'm also throwing a Point Break at you.
I mean, yes, that is an action film. And Speed. Yes, I think and Speed... Yeah, Speed was, when I was a young child, that was like a rated R movie that I had on my list of rated R movies I couldn't wait to watch one day.
Oh, man, I want to see Speed so bad.
Yeah, when people described that movie to me, I was like, they can't slow down? How do they get out of that? And I just couldn't wait. Couldn't wait to someday see that film. So you are correct. I do have Keanu Reeves on this list as well.
Okay.
But... higher than that.
Yeah. Okay. When you said justify that, I thought you left him off this list completely.
No, I wanted to know why you justified him that low.
Oh, gotcha. Because my top three are just fantastic. You've already mentioned one of my top three.
All right. Well, my number three here, I'm going with Chris Hemsworth.
Okay. I specifically left the Chris's off my lists because I want to see more from them all. I'm just going to say that now. But yes, I very much appreciate a Hemsworth at number three.
I think Chris Hemsworth is the better of the Hemsworths. Mm-hmm. I would agree. I kind of wish he were in more films, but you know where this really stuck with me is obviously I love him as Thor. Mm-hmm. I think he's the perfect person to play Thor.
Mm-hmm.
He's just the prototypical image of what you need that person to look like. But I was watching the trailer for Extraction 2.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. The like car scene thing?
Yeah. And Extraction 1 is good. I would say it's not great, but it's good. Yeah. And it did some cool action things in there. But there's no way you can watch him in that movie and not think like, man, you could stick him in a million action films and he would just fit perfect.
Sure.
He's got the body type for it. He's got the grizzledness to him, but also the handsomeness to him. He's got that perfect mix. Like the man can grow a beard, get some scars on him. He's still going to look pretty good.
What you mean by that is he's got a 5 o'clock shadow and access to steroids. Action.
Exactly. Exactly. He also has a hidden feature under there as well. And that's the Australian accent.
Yeah.
That I think, again, just
it's tough.
When you're talking about an action star with an Australian accent, it's like this other layer of, oh, yeah, that's nice. That man has to battle kangaroos, snakes, all sorts of venomous things down in Australia. He's like made for this type of stuff. So it's to me, he needs to be in more action films. But I mean, Chris Hemsworth, I mean, he's got it. He's got it.
He does. Just maybe three more movies, maybe a franchise. He's probably in my top five.
I think that's pretty fair.
Yeah. My number three, you've already mentioned him, Jackie Chan. I mean, all the stunt work from my youth. I told you, I went nostalgia with my list.
Yeah, you did.
just Shanghai Nights, Shanghai Noon, Rush Hour. Like you said, where did he go? I want this man in my life more often. So come on, Jackie Chan. Let's make more movies together.
I think the man just got old.
Probably.
He just couldn't really do it much anymore. This is why this list just makes me happy is because it brings me back to such a specific part of my youth. And I keep mentioning this of like, I was watching PG-13 films, but there was these rated R films that I couldn't wait to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I was super excited to see. I'm 90% sure this movie was rated R. It was probably my first Jackie Chan film that I ever watched, which was Rumble in the Bronx.
Okay.
And I remember one person being like thrown into a wood chipper. So
that
was probably rated R.
Yeah, I'd say so.
But at the time, it was because this was before he started doing like the comedy side of things. Mm-hmm. So you weren't really getting any of those types of kind of family friendly movies. But I'll never forget watching the blooper reel at the end of the movie, which was him just failing at stunts.
Yeah, those are always the best.
Yes. But they were always incredible. I think he does them in all of his movies, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. And I was blown away by that guy. Like, I could not believe, like, this guy is just throwing his body at things with carelessness and just keeps bouncing back.
Yeah.
Just blown away by Jackie Chan. So I'm fine, again, with him ending up on this list. But, I mean, he has not been in a movie in well over a decade.
I mean, he's in movies, just not here. He's in the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles coming up, so... He's Splinter.
The animated one?
Animated, yeah. But at least we get his voice, you know? What's the last movie he was in? He's in Goodnight Beijing in 21 and Ride On in 2023. So he's making movies, just not here.
Yeah. So he does not end up on my list, but apparently he ends up on yours. Mm. Man, I wonder where we're both heading here. Number two is Keanu Reeves for me.
Yeah.
The reason why Keanu Reeves deserves to be at number two, and like you had already mentioned, action franchises that are just kind of these massive hits. I mean, maybe my favorite action movies of all time are going to be the John Wick films.
Mm-hmm.
John Wick Volume 4 has some of my all-time favorite scenes in an action film. What I love about Keanu is he's obviously a super nice guy in real life. And I think his kind of humble demeanor sticks with a lot of people. And I just love the fact that right now, culturally, as like a never ceasing force of nature, mm-hmm. John Wick is just kind of penetrated the culture because of that. So for R-rated films to be kind of making the money that those movies are making, hence why they're going to keep making them. Right now he's number two. If you're going to put him in gritty action films, I'm going to watch that. I'm kind of into that right now.
Yeah. He's not the greatest actor in the world. And I think that adds to his action movies.
Yeah.
Just that, you ready to do this? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I want from an action star.
Yeah. I forget what they said. He had something like 40 lines of dialogue total mm-hmm. in all of John Wick 4, which is a 3-hour long movie. So the man barely speaks anything in that entire film, but
yeah.
Still awesome. Still awesome to see him.
My number two we may have the same number one, which is cool. Because I thought this person has to be on your list. But my number two, you may hang up on me when I tell you my number two, because you've already mentioned this person in the fact that you've said they are very much not an action star. But from my childhood, I'm still tapping that nostalgia well.
I hate that so much. Go ahead.
This man was drug under a car, did his own stunts for this movie, drug under a car, had a fist fight beside a literal airplane engine that was on, could have had his head taken off immediately. Before that, he saved galaxies as Han Solo. He is Decker in Blade Runner. How can you tell me Harrison Ford is not currently, but is not an action star?
Chaz, you actually, you by technicality get a pass here. You by technicality. If we, again, we're going to talk about all-time legendary lists, obviously he ends up on that list. Yes. The reason why you technically get a pass here is because he has a movie coming out this summer.
Yep.
As Indiana Jones. So you can technically argue he is actively an action star.
Yes. I'm tapping into
how
the past.
How old is he? 80 something years old?
He's 80 something years old. Let me look at how old he is.
It's hard for me to look at an 80 something year old man and be like, yes, number two on current action stars. That's kind of insane.
He's 81. Kind of
insane. Huh? He's 81.
81.
But you technically get a pass here because...
Yeah. I mean, I am tapping into the past. Look at Air Force One. What else we got here? We got the Fugitive Patriot Games. He was Jack Ryan. He was a Tom Clancy character.
I'm not going to argue the fact that he was in some awesome ones.
Yeah. Awesome now, ones. I will say Temple of Doom is okay. But I think Raiders of the Lost Ark, just pre-Indiana Jones, before it was called Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark, its original title was just Raiders of the Lost Ark. And Blade Runner is amazing. It's in my top five favorite movies of all time. But I think if you're talking action movies, and Aaron, feel free to disagree with me. I know you are passionate about stuff, but I think Raiders of the Lost Ark might be the perfect action movie.
I think there can be an argument made for that.
Sweet.
There's some nostalgia that just kind of connects into that, but at the same time, they just don't make movies like that anymore, and there's something perfect about that.
They try, and they fail constantly. Yeah. Even Indiana Jones movies fail to live up to what Raiders of the Lost Ark was.
You know, we just recently had, Uncharted. Where Uncharted could have tapped into that. But I think what makes those movies so special is there's a certain type of mystery to the thing you're trying to get, mm-hmm. but there's also a lot of practical things going on, and it didn't mm-hmm. rely so heavy on massive set pieces of CGI.
Yep.
And I think that kind of groundedness is what makes it feel so great and something that they just do not know how to handle anymore.
They literally could not make Raiders of the Lost Ark now because of literally two of the things that I told you about. You cannot do that on set anymore. You cannot drag people like that under a car anymore, and you would have to CGI in the propeller for the plane. You cannot be that close to an active propeller on a plane.
Are you ready for number one, Chaz?
Do you just want to say it at the same time?
Because, Chaz, I want to specifically say that number one because what you just said right there is factually wrong. Because the guy at number one is doing that type of crap all the time.
That is a concealed propeller. That's not an open propeller. It's concealed in the casing of the engine.
This guy's flying helicopters all over the place. He's jumping dirt bikes off of the edge of cliffs. He's literally breaking his ankles jumping from building to building. It's Tom Cruise is number one.
Tom Cruise is my number one as well.
He is a box office draw.
Oh, yeah.
That is absolutely factually proven at this point. Yep. He does his own stunts to his own damage.
Mm-hmm.
The Mission Impossible movies should be a failed franchise at this point, but that man is willing that thing to the point where they've gotten better over the years. Yeah, it's not like, who cares about the same war? It's now becoming an event to go out and see these films. He obviously saved cinemas for all of us by deciding to fly jet planes around. I don't know what Chaz is talking about that you can't drag somebody under a car. I bet you $1 million you
can.
Tom Cruise would get dragged under a vehicle.
Yeah, oh,
he absolutely would.
Yeah.
He hung off the side of a jet. He had to put on special contact lenses so he didn't burn his eyeballs out.
Right. I'm not saying he wouldn't do that stuff. I'm saying the way they do it now is not just, hey, go grab that rope and we're going to drive. It is very clearly thought through.
Fine. But he's getting as close to the edge as somebody possibly can.
He hung
off the side of the Burj Khalifa building or whatever it was called.
He will die on a movie set.
At this point, it seems inevitable. This man has a death wish. He would like to die doing a movie. That's just something he would like to do at this point. And it will be a grisly death. Because whatever he's doing, it's not something simple. It is him exploding or drowning while falling off of a waterfall. It's going to be something wildly crazy. But Tom Cruise, it's crazy to think of where his age is at.
Mm-hmm.
But man, he doesn't look... He took his shirt off in... Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
And he looks a little old without a shirt on. okay, you're looking a little old. But when that man is at a full sprint, which he is very good at.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to tell that just full arm motion. it's a sprint that is almost hard to mimic. It is just so raw with energy.
Yeah.
But Tom Cruise is number one. He's just the best out there right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's my number one as well. I read something that... said Tom Cruise, it's like contractually he will not let anyone run on film with him, like beside him. I wonder if that's true, because thinking back through it, he's always alone when he's running.
Yeah, I mean, there's something awesome about that. But Tom Cruise has kind of an Achilles heel, and
by
his
being
Achilles
5'7",
it's his height. Yeah, his height. Because let's go back to Chris Hemsworth. Right, Chris Hemsworth
6'4",
is the perfect body type for action star.
Yeah.
He's just got that type. Where Tom Cruise, he does have that a little bit of a disadvantage that he's a small guy. So him going up against larger people, I would guess that anybody 6 feet or taller running next to him,
it would look
very silly for Tom Cruise, because he's got way more motion that he has to do to keep to that pace. I bet you
slowly jogging.
If I were to venture a guess, I would guess that it's not some type of contract to them.
Right.
I would guess that this probably falls into it just wouldn't look right. And so most directors just don't touch it because it just wouldn't make sense to do that.
Let's say you get a call tomorrow. You are tapped to direct the next Mission Impossible movie. How much of a director are you, or is it just your name on the thing and he directs this movie?
Man, that's a great question too, because it feels like at this point, and again, we saw this with Top Gun Maverick, he is all over it. He's basically the director, and it seems like he takes it very seriously, and I think at this point, he's probably right. Mm-hmm. If he were to make the argument like, hey, I'm the reason these movies have been succeeding, he's probably right, and probably deserves some credit for that. Chaz, I think we've probably mentioned this on previous episodes, not of a Screen Test, but back when we were Real Movie Talk.
Good old days.
In my opinion, he has... you know what? I'll say this because I think this is probably accurate. I would say he's got one of the most underappreciated sci-fi action films of all time.
Okay.
I wished it was Oblivion, because I wanted Oblivion to be a good film. I wanted that movie to be so good. That was another one of those movies where the previews made the movie look way better than the actual movie was. But Minority Report.
Yes, that is a good movie.
It's such a phenomenally good movie.
Yep.
And he's great in that film as well. And it's weird to me that movie doesn't get kind of recognition that it deserves. Like, I think it did a very good job of kind of blending a mystery in with action, in with kind of future tech. And then I'm always a big fan of kind of like the moral dilemmas of things. Like, what is morally right in this, and then kind of how that mixes with future technology. It's just such a good, good blend of things. So that's just another thing you kind of add to Tom Cruise, is he's got a good film kind of hidden in the middle of all that too.
He's the greatest action hero living today.
He might possibly be our last action hero.
He might be our last action hero. I said this would make a comeback, so I'm going to just say this real quick so it's not a loose thread. I said Chris Pratt seems like he's gearing up to be kind of like a young Harrison Ford, a goofy Harrison Ford.
The only reason why I think it feels that way and why somebody would lean that way, because I'm just trying to think of my own brain. Mm-hmm. When you say that, does that work in my own brain?
You got Space Scoundrel. You've got blockbusters. You also have war movies.
I think the problem is you see him in something like Jurassic World, and you're like, oh, that's kind of like an Indiana Jones-esque character.
Yeah.
I think that's what kind of throws it off. The reason why is Chris Pratt, it relies on his humor as like his backbone.
Yeah.
Where Harrison Ford relied on his kind of brooding wryness. And I think that was kind of like his appeal. His appeal was kind of that sarcastic gruffness to him that I think that's the draw. And so I think that those guys come just from two different angles.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the only reason I would push back against that. But
how about a young Brendan Fraser? The 10th best action hero of all time.
No, no. I can't believe you. I can't believe you did that. And then you had to like record that. You had to record that.
It's recorded forever. I'm not editing that out.
That you had a James Bond character. Yeah. And you're like, no, Brendan Fraser.
Just flip him. Just Daniel Craig do goofy stuff. Brendan Fraser, get out of your serious roles and just be an action star, man.
That is a wild take.
But we can all agree Harrison Ford, number two.
Oh, for sure. Harrison Ford, number two, I guess.
Anything you said I was going to cut out, so I'm glad.
Oh, fair.
All right, well, that's all I've got for this week.
See ya.